Welcome to White Space Gallery. This was originally an 1893 carriage house that I converted in 2006 into a gallery. And we're sitting in the first gallery, which was the stable for the carriage house. And this is where the horses were kept. And then the other room is the room where the carriages were parked. And it is the original floor, the original ceiling, and the architects just extended the use of the space by designing these panels that project from the wall.
Looking at the art scene and the art world in Atlanta, where are you situated within that?
Well, I like to give the artists I work with a lot of freedom. And I wouldn't say the work is edgy. I think the work that I present is interesting. It makes people think. Prior to opening the space, I did pop-up shows for about 15 years before people were doing that. I did most of them on the west side in really weird, funky spaces. Like, I did a show with a Cistercian monk that was located in an underground parking lot because it felt monastic to me. It felt like the monastery that he was coming from. And then I did a show on top of the building that's now room and board, when it was a U-Haul storage building. The owner of the building was dead set against it, and the artist and I talked him into letting us have the show there, and he turned out to be a great supporter. He built a deck for us and let us have a fire on top of the building, and it was amazing. When I was doing this, you know, all these contractors and real estate developers were kind of moving in and kind of took over the really cool spaces that I had. So I had a lot of artists who were waiting in line to do shows, and one in particular wanted to do a show that had some time constraints. And so he said, well, why don't you just clean out that garage in the back of your house? So we cleaned out part of it, and he had a show here, and it turned out to be great. And the show was during the summer, and it was hot and humid, and everything in the space mildewed. And he was cool with it because it was, he had made all these objects out of plaster of Paris. But I knew that I couldn't have anything that, you know, other than something that could weather the elements in the space. And so I had to make a decision about whether to go forward or stop what I was doing. And so I was having a lot of fun, so I decided to go forward.
So we're in White Space Gallery in your carriage house, but across the patio there is another space called White Speck. What's the difference between these two spaces?
White Speck is a project space, and it was created for BFA students and MFA students. And because there, a lot of the schools expect their graduates to have an exit show, and then they don't have any place to do so. And so I had a young woman who was my intern, who was a student at Georgia State, and we actually created it for her because she wanted a place to, you know, to have her thesis show. And so now we have people waiting in line to, you know, to have shows there. I mean, I love, you know, my colleagues, and I think Atlanta is different from a lot of other places because I think that we genuinely like one another, and, you know, we want something to happen in Atlanta, and I think that's the thing that binds us together. I want amazing things to happen here. I really do. I'm very involved with Flux Projects, which is a nonprofit that supports public art. We're getting ready to bring Nick Cave to Ponce City Market in April, and that's the kind of thing that I want to happen. I want something that is world class, and I think we have amazing artists here that probably don't get their due. We need all the support we can get. We need to support one another to make things happen.